Today is Tuesday, February 4th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I was just prepping and looking at my voicemails that I've got here, because we are once again going to play a voicemail. This week is really busy, because I think I've already talked about it, but I have rehearsals Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, dress rehearsal Thursday night, a performance on Friday night. It is super busy. Actually, February is very busy. And all that while I'm trying to figure out how to do my new job, which I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. But, you know, I mean, honestly, I was looking at my benefits today. I was perusing. The thing is, I mean, I'm interested in changing jobs. I am interested, but if I change internally within Walmart, then I have to let my manager know. He has to approve it, and he might be weird about it because he just changed my, you know, my job, even though I'm not officially changing my title until like second or third quarter, depending on whether I like it or not. And, but the minute I start looking, if I were to apply for things, he has to be made aware. But Walmart is the best paying company around, and the bonus is ridiculous if Walmart does good in a year. And I don't think any company is going to be able to match that bonus. I may get close to my salary depending on like what the role is, you know. But I'm not miserable, but I'm not really loving it, and I'm not really loving the team and all that. So who knows? I really want to think of a really good app. Mark and I are both developers. I mean, we both know how to program, and I have quality assurance experience, so I know how to test things, and I now have a week of product owner knowledge. So we could really create our own application, and we could become independently wealthy. I mean, I really think that's what we should do, but I can't think of any ideas. All right, let's listen to a voicemail.
Seriously, I cannot believe that people have to be paid to call into your little shoe. Of course, I've paid many people to call into the Fart Pants.
Well, I mean, you know, I agree with you, Kathy, but, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Oh, but here's the dealio. I just got done clipping my nails at work, and I thought about you. But here's whatchamacallit. I have an office, and so I'm in an office, and no one heard me clip my nails. My nails were in a little pile. I swept them into the garbage, and everything is good. No eyes were taken out. No lives were lost or anything like that. And now my fingernails are, like, all gone. I hate fingernails. They gross me out. When I have any kind of length, I'm constantly picking underneath of them. It's like I basically have to prevent myself from stay away from like anything I can shove under there, because I'd be cleaning them out with that. I'd probably have like finger fungus or something. But anyway, I wish I could do something.
You know, so it must really bother you. Does it bother you, Kathy, when there are those women that have the really the very, very long fake nails, and they're like so long that they can't do anything productive without like making these weird, like they have to hold their hand a certain way. So like, especially if they're using their, I always am amazed to see the girls with really long fake nails trying to type or text on an iPhone or an Android phone. And, you know, they have to hold their finger that weird way so they can hit it with their finger and not the nail. It kind of grosses me out.
With my cuticles, because they always get little head nails or whatever, and I always forget to push them back or whatever. But anyway.
It does this. I'm just going to have to start downloading all of the voicemail messages because for some reason.
Seriously, I cannot believe that people have to be paid.
For some reason.
My toenails need to be cut, but I'm not going to do that here or whatever. But I got to tell you this. Okay, you just threw up in your mouth a little bit, but okay, whatever. So anyway, this fingernail clipper that I have at work, it's called a lacrosse. And I've had this here because every time I buy a good fingernail clipper at home, those creepy people that I live with, they use it to clip off tags, to clip off, like, I don't know what they do, but they always end up ruining them. And then when you clip your nail, it's like not smooth or whatever, you know? And I can't do the filing thing because it gives me goosebumps or whatever. It's like fingernails on chalkboard to me or whatever. But anyway, all right. Well, going to sunny Florida, February 5th through the 12th for the first time ever. So bye.
Oh, Kathy, where in Florida are you going? Thanks for calling, by the way. I love your calls, Kathy. You can call anytime. And you don't have to be paid to call, so I really appreciate that. Speaking of fingernail clipping, the other guy in my office who is known to do that clipped his nails today. And he sits right next to me. Actually, they both sit right next to me. One of them sits on one side of me. One sits on the other side of me. I'm just waiting. The only way it could get worse is if they both decide to clip their nails at the same time, and I'm literally having nail clipping on either side of me. That would be horrible. Horrible. It's the sound grosses me out. Like, I don't want to think about somebody clipping their freaking nails in an open office situation. And Kathy, I guess it is a little bit better that you're doing it like in an office and you've got the office to yourself. I still think it's a thing that really, I mean, personal grooming should really be done at home. Like, I don't really understand people who brush their teeth at work. I mean, I know you're supposed to brush your teeth, like, if you're a dentist, right? They're like, oh, brush your teeth after every meal. I mean, who does that, really? But when I see people, like, brushing their teeth in the bathroom at work, it's not gross, but I just think you should really just do that at home, you know? I feel like, to me, I would be grossed out brushing my teeth because everybody else's germs are in that bathroom. I mean, I really don't want to be brushing my teeth and rinsing my mouth out and stuff like that. I mean, maybe it's just me, but I brush my teeth in the morning and I brush my teeth before I go to bed at night. And I feel like that's probably good enough. I don't really want to brush my teeth at the office, but I've seen people doing that before as well. Now, there are shower rooms. There are shower rooms. So if you go to the shower room and whatever, you can do whatever you want. You can brush your teeth. You can clip your nails. You can, you know, fix your hair. You can do whatever. It's a shower room. But I'm talking about these, you know, clipping your nails at your desk or, you know, brushing your teeth at the communal sink, you know, that's got three or four sinks in a row and everybody's going up washing their poo hands and you're brushing your teeth. I don't know. Anyway, it's not gross. I just wouldn't do it. All right. So I have no idea where I was at. Oh, yeah. So Mark and I get to the airport in Las Vegas and there's a woman. So we're waiting for our luggage to come. And there is a woman standing over next to the little office where Delta has their luggage, you know, if you lose your luggage or whatever. And so you have to go over there and talk to someone. And a lot of times there's no one there and you don't know what to do. I haven't lost my luggage in years. So, I mean, lucky me. I probably, next trip, they'll probably lose my luggage. But now, usually if you have the app, like of whatever airline, it will actually tell you where your bag is. Like, oh, your bag has just left the plane. It's just been checked in. You know, it'll be there in 5 minutes or whatever. But this woman is over there and she is like losing her shit crying. I mean, it's like she had a death in the family. I don't know what she it was like. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I mean, I've never heard. And it was a horrible cry. I mean, it was like some fake ass sound. Of cry, but like, ooh, 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 you know, it's like that. And they even had, it was so, because I couldn't hear exactly what was going on other than she was like holding her face and crying and like bawling. And it was like she was trying to be as loud as possible, like so everyone could hear her crying. And someone came out and they were trying to console her or something. I have no idea. I don't know what she had in this bag. I don't know if it was like the remains of a dead relative, because this is how she was crying, right? Or her dog. I mean, maybe they lost her. Maybe she had checked her dog in. Can't you like check a pet in and they ride underneath with the luggage or something? I don't know. Anyway, so she was crying so she was making so much of a fuss that they had to call the police over, like the security guard, and he made her leave. And then she goes up to the conveyor belt and starts crying again, like in front of us, and like she's walking. I have no idea. This woman, I don't know if she was drunk or if she was high or like what was going on. But anyway, so that happened. And then we got an Uber to the hotel, and that was uneventful. We stayed at Treasure Island, which I've never stayed at before. And it wasn't horrible, but it is one of the older feeling casinos. I mean, I would say even worse than Luxor and Excalibur, but it was all right. It was a quick trip, and it wasn't really a vacation. We were going to a wedding. And so we got checked in, and then we decided to do a buffet for dinner. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.